Good morning, everybody. This is Brian from Surf Guru with your Mahalo Monday and Tuesday Surf Report, brought to you by the original Ron John Surf Shop in Cocoa Beach, Florida. I hope everybody had a great weekend and caught plenty of waves. I know the weather wasn't working out the greatest in some spots. I got rained out twice when I got to the beach, but it was still a pretty good weekend, caught plenty of waves. Hey, if anybody got any good photos from the swell, hey, send it in. I'd love to see them. We'll put them up on the front page for you, make a little extra gallery for the Aaron swell. Just send them into info, that's I-N-F-O, at surfguru.com. And yeah, definitely love to check them out. So today on Monday, we still got a couple little leftovers in the water. I'm seeing thigh to waist high from the east-northeast at 11 to 12 seconds. A couple lucky bigger sets in the better spots. We have light southwest winds today, and that's going to build just a little bit for later in the day, so the morning's probably going to be the cleanest conditions. For Tuesday, we're going to be down a notch to the knee to thigh high range. A couple lucky bigger sets still here and there. That's the way these big storms work. You get a couple little surges towards the end. So, you know, I'm saying knee to thigh, but you might see a couple waist, maybe even a couple bigger sets than that every once in a while. It's just the way these storms work out. But still coming in from the northeast at about 10 seconds. And it should stay on the cleaner side with offshore winds all day long. For Wednesday, we might see a couple small leftovers in the water for Wednesday morning, but that's going to be about it. After that, we're going to be back to those smaller conditions for the rest of the week and probably the weekend. Now, I'm keeping an eye out. We might get a little northern wind swell coming in for next week, but it's still a little early to say exactly. So I'll be back on Wednesday, let you guys know if I see any changes to that. But until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.